Welcome to Shofar Cape Town South Sermon Podcast. We trust that today's message will edify and strengthen your faith.
My name is Anele. I'm going to share a testimony of how I came to church and my experience here. So I came here in 2017, first year. Came from Joburg. Yeah, so I'm like blessing. I need water. So I came here in 2017. When I came here, I used the bus. So it dropped us off at the Cape Town station. And immediately I got off the bus, Greyhound. I got off the bus. So. So immediately I got off. There was a person. Actually, there were a lot of people out there helping our students to university, like SRC and everyone else, and a bunch of randos asking you, do you want a taxi? And immediately I got off, there were a lot of people, I was overwhelmed, I was like, who do I give my bags and everything? And then there was a guy with a huge afro who came to me, his name is Antonio, he's not here now, it's in Joe. So he was part of the church, he came to me, he was like, let me take your bags. And I felt in my heart that I can trust this guy. Yeah. I mean, a lot of those other guys are like black people. I was like, okay, this is not a black person. So, so it's like, yeah, I can trust him. So yeah, so I gave him my bags and When we were in the jammy going to campus, he asked me, do you go to church? I was like, I wanted to say no, because my plan of coming to Cape Town was just to be wild and party and every day and do everything. But I said, sure, I go to church. And it was a Sunday, so he said, we have a student service at 4 p.m. Was it at 4 p.m.? 6 p.m.? I think it's 5. Yeah, so we have a student service at 5, and he said, I'd like you to come. I was like, sure. And then when I got into the church, I was like, wow, I'm home. And it just felt right, because everyone was so welcoming. Everyone wanted to shake my hand, hug, and everything. That is the most contact I've gotten from, you know. So it was pretty awesome. And I kept on coming, and the Lord just dealt with my heart, dealt with my anxiety, dealt with a lot of things in my heart. I did like all the encounters, and I did School of the Nations, which is coming up. So it's been absolutely amazing. And do School of the Nations. It's going to change your life. I mean, you learn to prophesy. Amen. So it's pretty amazing. So yeah, I'm going to give to the next person now.
Hello, everyone. Let me just get to the pulpit. So my name is Christoph. So I'm just going to share about how I came to church as well, and then like any of the testimonies since I got to church. So I came to church through Armand, so from bus station, and then, yeah, all the way from Mpumalanga. So when I came, was like, yeah, I'm going to Cape Town, and it was like very far, and it was my first time coming to Cape Town. So I was a bit stressed about like how am I gonna get to where I stay. So immediately we got at the bus station. So yeah, I met Armand, and then he was like, hey, how are you? What's your name? And then I answered all the questions. Yeah, he was yeah, he was asking more about my spirituality. See, I answered all those questions, and then yeah, it's a long story. So And then on the way to, and then he was asking where I'm going to stay, and then I told him all the details, and then afterwards, he asked if, do I go to church? And then I said, I do go to church, but I didn't go a lot to church back at home. I sometimes did go to church, and then and he invited me to church, and then I was like, because I was still thinking if, will I do this or not? So I was like, okay, no problem. And then we exchanged numbers and stuff. And then moving forward, then he invited me to the Nations Festival. I think, at Grashalons. And then that's where I actually got saved myself. Wow. At Grashalons through worship. That's how I came to church, and then I joined afterwards until now. That's from 2017. And then, I was slaughtered into the Omakwad Smoke Group. I was put into the Omakwad Smoke Group. And then. And then, under Armand's discipleship, and then from there, that's where I grew from Armand's discipleship, and then up to this year, under Blessing's discipleship this year. And then, I've experienced so much from Small Group, because that's where I got to meet, I think, Given and other students from Small Group, and then that's where I get to learn about other people as well. Like understand people's perspective about things, and then because I wasn't like that deep into God and stuff, I had a lot of questions about God and the universe. So I used to ask myself a lot of questions. Some of the questions were answered from church, but then others were answered from small group. And I think most of the things, like most of the solutions and like things that I went to were mostly done through small group, where I interacted with other like students and Armand as well, getting taught about the Bible and more about God. So that's what I'm gonna share for tonight. Awesome.
Evening, everyone. My name is Bandla. I joined church at the Nations Festival at Grashalons. Yeah, I was just chilling in my room, and then I heard some guys playing outside and it sounded good. So I went there and I found out what was going on, and I met Armand there. And so during the concert, it was an amazing concert, by the way. It was really, really good. And towards the end, Matthew sort of called all the first years to the front, and so we're praying. And so as he was praying, he started speaking words over people. And so the words that he spoke to me was, he said he saw like an image of Jesus lifting a veil, sort of, and he was lifting off the guilt and the shame off of me. And so at that moment, those were the feelings that I was feeling in my heart. And so a few weeks after that, I was praying in my room, and I was reminded of a song by Ntokozo Mbambo called John 3:16. And so the chorus of the song says, I'm set free, I'm set free. And so that's when I really felt the freedom and all the guilt and all the shame just stripped away from my life. And after that, I just started growing so much, you know, in the Lord and investing more time in prayer. And, you know, that's when, that's when I started feeling a lot of peace in my heart. And, you know, also with small group, it was really my first time seeing so many guys, you know, just really loving the Lord together. And, you know, we all encourage each other and inspire each other, keep each other accountable. Sometimes I don't want to skip small group, and I'm like, no ways, these guys are actually gonna help me. And every time after a small group, I would really feel good and peaceful and I can't wait for small group like every year. And like from next year onwards, I feel like there's going to be even more, because now we're being assigned to like reach out to the first years and people there. So I'm really excited for that and to see all the new faces at small group next year. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. So as you all might know, my name is Natalie New Creation Muchenje. And my story is a little bit different from the other people who have spoke. So actually, at the beginning of the year, on the 31st, I was at an all-night prayer. Do some people attend all-night prayers? So I was at an all-night prayer, and I was invited to that all-night prayer by my relative. And I just remember asking the Lord, and I said, Lord, I really want to get to know you this year. And I said, Lord, please place me in a church that feels like home, a church where I am comfortable and where I'm free. Getting emotional. And he placed me here. And so it's just, honestly, Shofar just feels like family. It feels like home. And I just remember, before coming to Shofar, I actually went to Bible school. And I went to the very first session of Bible school. I'd known Sifa in first year, but we weren't really friends, and I would see her and I would greet her. And then I remember one day at the dining hall, I just chose to sit, and then we started talking. And I said, Sifa, where are you going? And she was like, oh, I'm going to Bible school. And I was like, oh, can I come with? She's like, I don't really know, but let's just go and you can see how it is. So I went to Bible school, and I think Pastor Matthew was preaching on salvation. And as he was just preaching and he was teaching about salvation, my spirit was just moved by everything that he was saying. And I remember that towards the end of the session, he was also prophesying over people. And he prophesied over this other girl first. And then he came to me. And I remember the exact words that he said. And you say that I'm a warrior. And he said, you're a warrior. You're a warrior. You're a warrior. And at the time, I didn't really know what it meant, because I didn't know like what context or like what it meant. How am I a warrior? But I just remember my spirit was moved, and I just knew that I have to go back. That was just the call of my spirit. Like, you have to go back. You have to find out. Whatever they have, I also want it. And so the very next Sunday, Sifa invited me to church, and that's how I joined Shofar. And I remember walking through the Sarah Budman doors, and Jamie just greeted me with her smile, and she gave me a big hug, a big Jamie hug. And I've never felt so welcomed and just so loved by strangers, you know, people I didn't know. And so that is just when I knew that this is my home and this is where I belong. And ever since then, I've also gone to all the encounters, well, except encounter 4, because that was canceled, but encounter 1, encounter 2, encounter 3, and I've also had the privilege of joining Nations Band, and And I'm also just looking forward to School of the Nations and just participating in everything that the church has to offer. Because I've been to a lot of churches, and I feel like at Shofar they give us the opportunity to really grow in the Lord. And we have such amazing leaders that actually want to nurture us, and they want to walk with us in that journey. And that we really shouldn't take that for granted, because not many people have that. And so I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing inside Shofar, what is doing in every single one of us, and just the hunger that I see within Shofar. And I can't wait to see how God is just going to use that to influence campus and Cape Town. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. So, yes, my name is Given, and I've been asked to share my testimony and what I'm thankful for to God. So how I joined Shofar, it was in 2017, And for a long time, it's been a gray area because I wasn't exactly sure how I came about joining Shofar. But then it was through the Grasha Loans event in first year. And I think it was through Prince. Because, like, so I was in my room, and then I heard music playing outside. And I was like, okay, something's playing. I went out. And then as I was walking, the plan was just to go around Grasha Loans and then come back in. But then I saw, I think, Prince. And I recognized his face, and I thought I've met that guy before, and he talked about something like that. And then as I approached, then I was like, no, wait, that's not the guy. But then eventually I stayed for the whole night. And then, yeah, it was amazing because then we were worshiping outside, and then you could see the nature, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. And then somehow along the line, I was followed up. And then... And then I'll be meeting Matthew, I'll be meeting Armand, and then next thing I'm in the church service. So then I'm like, okay. And and then back home, I didn't attend a church. So, I mean, when I was in the service, some things I wasn't used to. So I was like, you know, still investigating. And then I was like, okay, let me give it one more time, like, go to the next service. I went to the next service. And I was like, okay, just another one more service. And then eventually I continued. Then I was in. And then I started growing. And then in 2017, I grew a lot through, like, the encounters that were available, through small group especially. In my first year, I did missions, went to Durban. And then at the end of the year, I did School of the Nations. And through all those things, I grew a lot. And then, like, now, like, currently, like, as Natalie was sharing that, like, in Shofar, they really give you, they, like, encourage you to grow, like, push you to grow. So last year, I was encouraged to participate more in being a small group leader at Leo Marquardt. So I've been in that, in a small group leader in Leo Marquardt, and I was also involved in the exec team for the society last year and this year. So I've really grown in leadership as well. And like leadership for me was something that I was like, what, leadership? Like but then like I really understand it to be a place where you really influence the people around you, whether if it's in a small way or a big way. And yeah, so I really grew a lot and I thank God for that. And I'm also grateful for the leaders that we have at church here.
Hello, everybody, again. yeah, my name is Gervis. Yeah, people say Gervis. It doesn't matter. My name is, you call me G. G is cool. You call me G. My journey with Shofar, I guess. Firstly, after like I finished my matric, all I knew is that I wanted to study medicine, but I didn't even have bursaries and stuff. I remember I was just chatting with my mother, and I was like, I don't have a bursary, and there's no way we can pay for like university. And at that time, like I applied to Vert and here, and Vert accepted me, but I was like, they don't have bursaries and stuff. And then I was like, then we don't have a choice, but let's go to UCT then. Little did I know that just God just had an appointment with me, I guess. I remember Matthew said that the first time I came to meet the people in this church at med school. Apparently, it was the first time that they actually had a stall at med school. So yeah, I just remember now. Like, had I not even come here, like, had I not even come to UCT, I think had I not even met the, it was Matthew who just. Came up to me, because people say I'm scary, so I guess Matthew was the only person who wasn't scared. and then he came to me. I was like, hey, I think Armand was also there. They had like a camera. Was it you guys? And they were asking people to write three things on like this board. It wasn't us. It wasn't you guys. Yeah. But Matthew came up to me and he was like, hey, are you Christian? I was like, yeah. And he was asking me. Very difficult question. Like, are you a passive Christian? Are you? you're a first-year Christian, an active Christian. I was like, what? What was that? And I tried. But for a very long time, I've been searching. I knew that there was more to life. I was just searching. Then, yeah, we Matthew, catch up. And then we went for lunch. And then he'd come to like med school, and we'd chat. And then he invited me to small group. And again with very difficult questions, but very necessary questions, very powerful questions that actually make you think about a lot of things and just check where your heart really was. Because I've been saying for a very long time that I was a Christian, but yeah. So it was just that the planting, that the seed that the Lord used him to plant in my life, that I guess it really took root. And I came to church. Yes, you met Jamie, and he's like, hey, welcome. And you're like, and then you come to the service, and then there's snacks afterwards. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where it started. And just seeing a lot of people, during worship, and you can sense that there's something that's really moving in this place. And then I knew in my heart, even though my heart was pretty much hardened still, I think Matthew saw that. My heart was still resisting at first. I was like, why are these people doing this? And even worship was different. I'm from Limpopo, so you can imagine. It's completely different. But you saw, like, what I saw in the place, we were still in Rondebosch, opposite Pick n Pay. What I saw every single time they worship, every single time someone would grab the mic to speak and share what God has said to them and what God said in their heart, what God was saying to them in their hearts. And you saw and you're like, I also want that, but you can't fake it. Like, you can't fake it, and it's real, it's there. And that was what I was drawn to. And I kept coming and I kept coming, then even small group. And then this happened for first year. I think Matthew brought up baptism for most of my first year. Are you baptized? Anele said yes. I think the first time they asked, Anele went. I think everybody went. And I was just sitting there like, yeah. But I think it was just, I think it was maybe God doing, just hardened my heart so that I can really experience him. So for most of my first year, all I did was just come to service, really just experience, and I just felt drawn. And then the next year, second year, last year, I think it was my heart was ready for God, and he was also ready to rock me. So, and then we went to this camp. I think that was the best decision I've ever made. I went to camp, and it was on a Saturday where all we did was worship, and all we did was just pour our hearts to God. And I remember we worshiped for most of the night, and towards the end, I was like so full of the Spirit. I'm telling you, I was so full of the Spirit. And I remember just bowing down, and I just remember the scripture in my head. It was from the book of Jeremiah. It was like, if you look, it was the song that Jamie just introduced a couple of weeks ago, and that if you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. And I remember this scripture just coming down to me, and I knelt before God, and I started praying. And yeah, before I've never knelt. I'm not gonna lie. I've never knelt before. That was the first time I knelt, and I think that was me experiencing God. And I remember afterwards, Matthew was sharing a few words of affirmation. He also said, I was also confused. Like, I look at myself and how different I am from most people around me, and I'm like, am I even cut out for this? Even I'm studying medicine, but I was like, also like, these people in my class, they really look like medical students, that they're going to become doctor. And then you look at yourself, and then you're like, is it really me? And then I remember I just had a lot of self-doubt. Even though on the outside things were good, but deep down it was just self-doubt. But I knew that the reason why I was even studying medicine was that God was really wanting to have an encounter with me. And it was during that service after where Matthew started speaking about baptism, and I said in my heart, I'm going to get baptized. And then Matthew said, Gavis, are you baptized? Are you going to get baptized? I was like, yeah. And I remember, fast forward, April 18th, 2018, I took the plunge. And I've never been the same person. I've never been the same person. And it was such an amazing experience. And all those self-doubt, all those self, the insecurities, most of them that I had, is like they were just washed off when I got out. And I just have this new vigor for God. And all I want to do is just keep on slaying for Jesus. Amen.